Just remind yourself too that there are a number of tax issues associated with incorporation, and without doing these to death because we've spoken about them before, let's just remind ourselves about one or two of them. For income tax, of course, there's cessation, and all the cessation rules will apply. And they simply are that you tax every pound of profit that has not yet been taxed, and you get credit for any overlap relief that's not yet been given. Capital allowances. Remember, in your last year of trade, you are not given capital allowances. Instead, you have balancing events. But it's standard practice to make an election to transfer these to the company at the tax written down value. And remember, that election must be signed by both parties and made to HMRC, very simple letter here, within 2 years. As far as CGT is concerned, we've got some disposals, but there are reliefs available. And they have been the subject, and will be again, the subject of another podcast. Stamp duty land tax, a possible impact there. Remember, the SDLT FA 2003 legislation requires transfers to companies to be at market value, which underlines the inefficiency of transferring property to a company. If one of your clients has a property which is held outside the company, then that is much better, because, for amongst other things, you can extract profits from the company by way of rent, and those are national insurance free. And one last point about incorporation tax issues, VAT, it's probably going to be the transfer of a going concern. I say probably because that is a rather tricky area, and it's something that you need to pay attention to.